took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, hold live prayer, and I assign you a new task to complete each day. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is love your own family first. Love your own family first. Charity begins at home. And our scripture for today comes from Ephesians 5, 22 through 28 in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. While you're getting your word ready, I remind everyone that today is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. You get motivated here on the Morning Motivation Broadcast at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and then tonight on my law office's broadcast, you be the jury, you get educated, and you get heard. I'll have more information about that during the announcement section of today's broadcast, but we will be dealing with a very controversial topic on tonight, so you'll be able to learn more about that from my law office website, which is called RossiWilliams.com, CallRawsiWilliams.com, and I'll get back to that at the end of today's broadcast. Additionally, I want you to set your alarms to tune in here with me live. This is your hot breakfast. I have a chair for you and a place setting by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. 4180, but if for any reason you cannot call in live, I leave your breakfast out on the stove on my website. Go to feelthefire.com. That's the ministry website, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. And today's broadcast is posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on the Morning Motivation page. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get ready and eat some hot breakfast. We're going to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 22 through 28, and I'm reading from the KJV. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Yes, that's what the Bible said for those of you who are upset about that. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Now Ephesians 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What is our topic for this morning? Love your own families first. Charity begins at home. Now, it would seem that there would be no need to admonish husbands to love their wives, or to admonish wives to love their own husbands, or to admonish parents to love their own children. However, in today's world, we see all the time that spouses spend more time loving other people than their own spouses, protecting and nurturing their own marriages, protecting their own children. We see the evidence of this in divorce. We see the evidence of this in separation. We see the evidence of this in infidelity, adultery, affairs. And adultery is not always a physical thing. You see, it usually starts in the mind or in the emotions. We start thinking about someone else in an affectionate manner other than our spouses, and then you start thinking about that more and more. Maybe you start flirting with someone else. Maybe you're online on Ashley Madison, you know, the site specifically designed for married people to cheat. Or maybe you're online and you're setting yourself up with other women or men who are not your spouse. You're on the job flirting with other people who are not your spouse, letting them touch all over you because you have not set any personal boundaries to protect your own marriage, or you are always commending other people's children, but you have nothing good to say about your own children. Your family is where you are owed your, where you have to expend your love first. Your family, you owe them the duty of your love more than you are to love anyone else. These are the people that God has placed in your life for life. And I am also a divorcee, and I can definitely tell you that I learned some lessons within that process. Let me tell you something, folks. The grass is not always greener on the other side. And no, I was not in any infidelity. None of that was the issue. As a matter of fact, the things that were the issue were really resolvable had I been willing to put the work in to resolve it. So I'm trying to tell you, and I'm trying to prevent you from going down that same path where you subjugate your family's priority to everyone else. Love your own family first. This is where your ROI, or return on investment, will yield the greatest dividends. You see, that boss that you're loving so much may fire you on tomorrow, may not even give you any severance pay. Those friends that you're spending more time with than your own wife or your own husband, you got girls' night out every weekend. You got a golfing trip every weekend, or a fishing trip, or a hunting trip. You got to hang out with the fellas every weekend, leaving your spouse at home, neglected, abandoned. And when you come home, you have no affection for your spouse. There is no love. There is no flames anymore. But there will come a time when your buddies, they got to go home to their own spouses. Your girlfriends, they're going home to their own spouses. And sadly to say, sometimes your buddies are the ones who are sleeping with your husband or wife. We're all very familiar, I'm sure, with the story of Simon Cowell and how he ended up impregnating his best friend's wife. And the best friend's wife divorced her husband, and now they're together. Let me tell you, you better get your priorities in order and love the people first who require it the most. I often sit in church. This applies to Christians, definitely. And I will see women who will run to bring pastor a glass of water, run to serve pastor, run to be on pastor's aid, run to be on the hospitality. But if their own husband asks for a glass of water at home, they'll reply, "Angel mate, how are you serving the pastor who is not your mate, not the person God gave you for life, more than you will serve your own husband?" And I see husbands who will run and open the door for every woman coming in the church, run up to the altar when a female is walking up the steps to make sure they put their hands out and they can help the female up the stairs and down the stairs. And all of this is very great. It's very honorable. But how about I saw you in the parking lot, get out the car, and let your wife open her own door. Let your wife struggle with her purse, her Bible, and everything else. How are you treating other people's wives and girlfriends in the church better than your own helpmeet? I see parents who will get up in the church or at programs, and all they will just rave about other people's children, how great they are, the great things they have accomplished. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you call your own kids lazy, ain't going to be nothing, just like your no good daddy, just like your promiscuous mama. How do you love someone else's kids more than your own seed? Love your own family first. We read in that word today that if you are the husband, you are to love your wife as your own body. And if you don't know how to love your own body, I suggest you get into counseling to learn how to love your own body, because you don't even know how to love anyone else if you don't know how to love yourself. We read in that word today, wives, submit. Yes, it didn't say be equal. Submit. That's the word. To your own husband. Come in and buoy, bolster, support, encourage your own husband. You're the one who married him. Love him. Families, parents, support your own children. In today's day and age, they need it more than ever. Social media is a beast. Kids are committing suicide because they're bullied on social media. Kids are being assaulted on Facebook Live, and other kids are watching and not even calling it in to the police. You better develop a communication, a true, authentic relationship with your children so that they can tell you anything. I always tell my son, I have one child, he's 20 years old, son, I can always help you better on the front end than I ever could on the back end. I don't care what's going on, and even if it will make me upset, you come tell me first, because I will always, and your father, we will always be your greatest friends. I'm encouraging you this morning to get your priorities in order. We're about to go into prayer. And love your own family first. Your charity, your love, your money, your time, your attention, it all begins at home. Let's get ready and go into prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Just begin to magnify the Lord for your family. If you're not married, surely you're hoping to be married. So go on and even now begin to thank the Lord for your husband or wife that will come into fruition, for your children that you have or the children that you plan to have. Or if you don't have children, you got nieces and nephews, cousins, you got friends. Come on, we are going to make sure charity begins at home. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, it just would not be enough to honor who you are. You are the magnificent sovereign one in our lives. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin this morning. We ask that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, and help us, Father, to love our own families first, to put our spouses, our fiancés above everyone else, to put our children above everyone else. This is the family. This is the helpmeet that you have given us. Help us to invest in them. In Ephesians 5, you said that this is the reason that a man leaves his mother and father, cleaves unto his wife. Why? Because they are one flesh. In Genesis 2 and 24, you said that same thing. This family is one flesh, one body. Help us to protect our loved ones. Help us to prioritize them, to give them of our best sacrifices. our best sacrifices of time, attention, love, finances, our health, our vision, our plans, our affection. Help us to make time for them, not just a routine date night, but family time where we are together, cutting off the cell phones, cutting off social media, actually spending time with our spouses, with our fiancés, with the girlfriend, with the boyfriend, with our children, loving them first, making them a priority above all else. Help us to do this, Lord, so that we will reduce and prevent separation, divorces, forsaken and abandoned children. This is what you gave us. Help us to love them first. Our charity has to begin at home. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. I want you to just to say wherever you are, I love my family. Come on and speak it into the atmosphere. I love my family. My charity begins at home. Say it again. My charity begins at home. Hallelujah. Let me give you the announcements and then I'll give you our task. I'm really trying to stay within our 15 minutes. Hallelujah. First of all, today is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you get motivated, educated, and get heard. So you were motivated this morning. This was a powerful word. Love your family first. Charity begins at home. And then that broadcast will also be posted on my Feel the Fire website after 8 a.m. Eastern. So please share it with someone else. That's feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can hear today's broadcast, Love Your Own Family First, and you can also hear all of the other broadcasts that you have missed. This is Powerful Breakfast. And then tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, you will be able to get educated in the law and get heard on your verdict on the law as we deal with tonight's topic, should transgender people be required to use the bathroom of their biological sex or the gender with which they identify? Should transgender people be required to use the bathroom of their sex or their identity? That starts at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on You Be the Jury, which is sponsored by my law office, Rossi Williams Law Group. I'll educate you in the law regarding that, and then we will take your calls. It is always fired up. I have callers from across the nation live on air, and you as the jury will reach a verdict on that question. All of the call-in information, all of the tune-in information is on my law office website. Please go to callrossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L, call, R-A-W-S-I, rossiwilliams.com to the outreach page, and all the information you need is there. Well, I'll see you tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, but our topic for this morning was love your own family first. Charity begins at home. Your task for today, task, plural, number one, is that you must reach out to your spouse and your children today and tell them, I love you. You are the most important people in my life, and I love you. You must call them. It can't just be a text. At some point today, you need to verbalize that to them. And then the second part of your task is that you are to share this witness with someone else, encourage someone else to prioritize their family as well. You can refer them to the broadcast at feelthefire.com, or you can just encourage them or pray with them on their own, on your own. But let's help save some families today, your family and someone else's family. All right, I love you. I will see you again at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight on You Be the Jury, and I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. for Morning Motivation. Set your alarm. Come get your breakfast. I love you.